Amen. All right. Good evening, everyone. Open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10. We're going to have a good time tonight because the Bible's open. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible's open. Proverbs chapter 10. Yes, let's all stand, please. I'm going to begin reading there in verse 1. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon: a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son's the heaviness of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing. Nothing. But righteousness delivereth from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his way shall be known. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Let's leave off reading there tonight. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, Lord, I pray that you'd bless your word tonight. I pray that you would take these allergies from me, Lord. Help me to speak clearly. Help me, Lord, to open up the precious book that you've given us, Lord. And Lord, get across the message that you've given to me. Lord, I pray that it would be edifying and strengthening. And Lord, it would be a blessing in your sight. And Lord, it would be a help and a strength to us as well. Please bind Satan. Please fill this place with your Holy Spirit liberty. Fill me with your spirit, your power, in Jesus' name. Amen. And please be seated. I'm going to continue reading there in verse 12. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. I want you to pay attention, if you would, to how many times this chapter talks about the mouth, the lips, the tongue. Uh-huh. Verse 15, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life. The fruit of the wicked to sin. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, there it is again, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. And I want to talk to you. There's many verses. We'll go over probably the rest of them here a little bit here and there. But I want to talk to you tonight on this subject, the lips of the righteous. The lips of the righteous. Much is said throughout the book of Proverbs and about the tongue. This thing in your mouth, amen, this little piece of flesh that just keeps flapping around every time you, every day, right? Every day. The lips, the mouth, the tongue, the words of a wise man. God gives us many verses to help us throughout the book of Proverbs to help us understand something, that all speech is not the same. Now, I'm not talking about languages, obviously. We're not talking about languages. We're talking about good speech, righteous speech, and we're talking about evil speech, unrighteous speech. This particular chapter here, chapter 10, is full of verses, 12 to be exact, and that talk about the tongue and lips and the mouth of the wise, and then contrast that with the tongue and the lips and the mouth of the foolish. Now, I just want you to think with me, just by way of introduction tonight, why would God want us to know so much about the difference between a wise tongue and a foolish tongue. I mean, have you ever stopped to think about why God says what he says? I hope so. I mean, I hope you think, okay, now why did God say that? Why, if something shows up in out of 32 verses, 12 different verses, which is right around 40% of the chapter, nearly half the chapter, has something to do with the tongue or the mouth or the lips or the words, and it compares to, so what is God trying to, well, maybe he's trying to help us choose who our friends are going to be. Right? I mean, he's trying to help us choose our future spouse, partly finding out, you know, okay, what kind of person should I look for in a future spouse as an unmarried young person? Maybe, it is, all of these, all of the above. But God is using this to help us raise our children. Help us raise our children.
Yeah.
Telling us, you know, how, hey, look, here's this is right and this is wrong. You teach your children right and teach them what's wrong. I mean, it's our job as parents to do that. Well, what is that saying? Children, that they don't come with an owner's manual or something. Oh, that's, yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yeah, they don't come with instructions. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. The problem is nobody reads the instructions.
That's right.
Yeah. When you put stuff together on Christmas morning, right, you find the instructions as a last resort. And that's pretty much what's going on with America. The instructions are the last resort. Amen. Run to God when everything else is blown up in your face. But see, God says, look, I'll give you the instructions. You raise your children like this. The point of finding out what a tongue and a lip is righteous or unrighteous, we can raise our children like that so they can learn, so they can be, and so they can learn who they should run with. There's so much. How about that? Just helping us gauge ourselves? Terrence, sit down.
Amen.
Sit down. How about just helping us gauge ourselves?
Amen.
Have you ever stopped in the middle of a conversation, or maybe after a conversation, and you realize, man, I shouldn't have said that.
Amen.
I shouldn't have said that. If you're like me, you say something that you shouldn't have said, and God, it's the Holy Spirit, by the way. It's not the devil telling you shouldn't have said that. The devil's the one that made you. No, he's not. The devil doesn't make you do anything. But it's God's Holy Spirit. It's the conscience that God puts in you, especially as a Christian. The Holy Spirit that says, you know, that was wrong. You shouldn't have said that. You're not right.
Amen.
That, I don't know about you, but that happens to me a lot.
Amen.
Now, and I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm glad that happens because I don't want to just be flailing around out there on my own. I'm glad I have a governor, amen, the Holy Spirit living in my heart that's governing my actions and even my words, especially my words.
Amen.
Let me ask you, what do you talk about? Well, I talk about everything. I know, but what do you talk about on an average day? Going to and fro. What do you talk about? How do you talk?
Yeah.
What tone of voice do you have when you talk? I mean, do you ever stop? And I think that's what this chapter is, what I want us to do. I want us to stop and think about these questions. What do your friends talk about?
Yeah, come on.
What do people that you spend the most time with talk about? What kind of attitude do they have in there? Because it comes out in your speech.
Yes,
your attitude always comes out in your speech, in your tone. It's, my mom used to always say, it's not how you said it, it's your tone of voice. You know, you can say two exact same things with different tones of voice and get a different message across completely.
Yeah.
Completely different. How are your children talking? I mean, come on, that's what God wants us to stop, I think, and understand, are our lips righteous? Are our words righteous? Are is our tongue righteous? Listen, here's a critical truth, and the main bottom line that I believe God is trying to get across to us throughout the Bible, and when it comes to this thing of the lips and the mouth and the tongue and the words, is this. The mouth, your mouth, my mouth, is an extension of our heart.
Right.
There is a direct connection between this hole below your nose straight down to your mouth, your heart. Straight. There's nothing in between it. It's a straight line. It's a straight shot. This thing that we call a pie hole. It's all it is an extension of your heart. That's it. You know, look in verse 8. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. He said, now wait a minute, preacher, what does prating mean? Well, prating means always talking.
Amen.
Billy Blabbermouth. Charlie Chatterbox. Susie Songbird. Someone who will not, they won't be quiet.
Amen.
Prating means you just always have to be talking. God calls that person a fool.
Amen.
Now, I would expect it from, let's say, Taryn. Now, I'm not calling Taryn a fool, but Taryn is what, 6'5"? Okay, by the time you are an adult or even a teenager, that foolishness shouldn't be there as much as it is when you're 5.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. The only thing that's going to drive it far from them is the rod of correction. That's another message.
Oh.
Taryn doesn't want me to preach that message. Not right now. But listen, what God's saying, verse 8, when you read these verses, you understand he's comparing and he's contrasting. He's talking about the heart. A wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool, in other words, someone who's always talking, is not wise in heart. And they do not receive commandments. They don't have time to listen. Now, why is that? Why does God call this kind of person who never shuts their mouth a fool? Here's what I think. Because they're full of pride. Because they don't have any interest in you saying what you want to say. They don't have any interest in hearing what you have to say. All they want is for you to hear what they have to say. And that, my friends, is nothing but pride. If you are one of those people that nobody else can get a word in edgewise when you're trying to have a conversation, you have a problem with the heart. You say, well, that's just the way I am, preacher. You don't have to be that way. God says you're not wise. Your heart is not wise.
That's right.
Don't clam up. No, you can be quiet now, but I mean, don't. Your spirits are getting tight. Don't do that. Just listen. God's trying to help. Look in verse 10. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. Shall fall. A person who always talks. They are a fool, and they are just one step away from a fall.
Yeah.
I mean, you say, now that's hard for me to sometimes even wrap my mind around. Is that really all it takes to be a fool and to fall? There's something, got to be something there. I'll tell you what it is. It's a heart problem.
Yeah, amen.
Look in verse 20. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The tongue. But then he compares it to the heart of the wicked. It's little worth. In other words, it doesn't have any value. It doesn't give out anything valuable. But the tongue of the just is like silver. It's worth something. It's precious. But why? Because the heart is different than the heart of the wicked.
Man,
too busy talking and being heard, not interested in learning or hearing anything. That's a prating fool. What they have to say is all that matters.
Yeah, that's right.
That is what a prating fool is. God says sooner or later that person is going to fall. Because listen, what else does the Word of God say? Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a
fall. Amen.
A person who cannot stop jibber-jabber, other than a five-year-old. I'm not talking about a five-year-old. I'm talking about someone who should be able to stop talking and listen by that particular age. I don't know what age the cutoff is, okay? But you understand. Let's talk about teenagers and adults overall. God says, listen, that person has a heart problem.
Yeah, that's right.
Look in verse 13. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that's void of understanding. See, an understanding heart will have wise lips. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. An understanding heart, someone who has wisdom. Remember I told you before, in the book of Proverbs, understanding is just another word for wisdom. And when God says you have understanding, your lips will be wise. Wisdom will be found in your lips. The things that you say, because you have an understanding heart, a wise heart, you're not just going through life with blindfolds on. You know the difference between good and bad. You're understanding that there's evil and then there's righteous. There's unrighteous and then there's righteous. And God says that person will have a different lips, a different conversation. Things will come out of their mouths that will be wise. Verse 14 says, wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. There it is again. Pride goeth before destruction. The wise man, though, look at verse 14. Lay up knowledge. That means a wise man listens.
Amen.
To lay up something means I'm storing it up.
Yep.
I'm putting it on the shelves in my brain, on the shelves in my heart. I'm laying it up here. I'm listening, and so I can learn. I'm absorbing. So I can have more understanding, so I can have more wisdom, so I can be more righteous. Now, God doesn't want us to always be talking, because when you're talking, you can't listen.
Amen.
When you're talking, you can't lay up knowledge. You can't. Now, obviously, God wants us to lay up that knowledge. God wants us to be wiser. So He's trying to get us to understand there's going to come a time where you're going to have to stop. In other words, you're going to have to be humble enough to understand and realize you don't know everything.
Amen.
We have to be humble enough to realize I need to learn more.
Amen.
I need to learn more. You know, has it ever dawned on you? Probably has. It's impossible to teach a proud person anything.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It's impossible to teach a proud person anything.
Try.
Because if you hit on something that they don't already know, they're not going to let on that they don't know that. They're going to start saying, oh yeah, I know, but...
Yep.
Instead of saying, you're right, tell me more. You're right, help me. Instead of saying, you're right, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They're saying, you're right, no. I know what you're saying, but, and then let's make an excuse.
That's right.
I hear what you're saying, and I know you're trying to tell me something, and you're trying to give me some instruction, and you're trying to give me some correction, but
yep.
I'm going to change the direction here so I don't have to listen to you.
Yeah, come on.
I'm just going to keep yapping and flapping my yap.
Right.
And that person is full of pride.
Right.
You can't teach that person anything.
Zero.
Nothing. They know it all. I mean, I know, I've done that. I've been there. And the point is, God is trying to help us realize that all of this is pictured.
Yeah.
It all comes out right here. Verse 18. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander, is still a fool. I added the words, but is a fool. Well, because look, hiding hatred with lying lips is where you hate somebody, but you flatter them Lie to them.
Yeah.
And then uttering a slander is where you just go ahead and tell them, hey, you know, I don't like you.
Yeah.
God says, you're still a fool either way.
Amen.
Because the heart is what matters.
That's right.
You can lie to them and you can tell them the truth, whatever. You're still a fool if the heart is filled with hatred.
Amen.
And it comes out of your mouth. Your mouth is an extension of your heart.
Amen.
You're going to learn that tonight if you don't learn anything. Your mouth is an extension of your heart. Your mouth is an extension of your heart.
Amen.
Verse 19. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. That means there lacketh not sin. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. But he that refraineth his lips, that means he that bites his tongue.
Yeah.
Is what?
Wise.
If I talk, no, you know, verse 19 is saying, if I talk long enough, sin's going to come out.
Yep, that's right.
Amen.
Why? Because the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. So if my mouth is an extension of my heart, the longer I open up this wicked thing in here, sooner or later, blah, there it is.
Yep.
Sin.
Right.
Sin. The more I talk, the more I sin.
Yep. Yeah, amen.
Now, that's a hard verse for a preacher to swallow. That doesn't apply to me, though. I mean, but seriously, if you can't refrain, if you can't refrain your lips, if you can't. You know, I tell my children all the time, not so much now, but when they were younger, you know, think before you talk.
Yeah.
Amen. Try.
I mean, ask questions that have no possible answer, and then, oh, never mind. You know why you say, oh, never mind? It's because you thought after you talked. Think before you talk.
Amen.
That's a little bit of wisdom.
Yeah.
Amen.
But what God's saying is you just need to learn to, listen, think first before you just utter.
Yeah, that's right.
Spontaneous utterance is what they used to call when I was in the Navy. And I was in the security force, and I was part of military police there on the base, and we did, you know, training, criminal justice and stuff, and how to, and people, you know, you can't really hold spontaneous utterance against people. It doesn't stand up in a court of law. They're just uttering junk out of emotional stress and things like that. But really, all that is just their heart just coming out.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Yeah.
Man.
It's still the same today.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about a court of law. I'm talking about the Word of God. Amen. And wisdom is to refrain from speaking so much so I can limit the sin in my life. And can I say this? It also helps me limit the shame.
Amen.
I mean, you know how many times you say something that you wish you could take back.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
And the guilt just eats you alive, and you're ashamed of yourself. Yeah. And, oh, why did I say that? I'm sorry, honey.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm sorry, son.
Amen.
I'm sorry, sweetheart, daughter. I'm sorry, church.
Yeah.
I mean, I've told you that before.
Amen.
But you know why? Because I didn't refrain.
Yeah.
My lips. I didn't refrain my tongue. I didn't stop before I sinned. God's trying to help us understand something, that there's a lot in this tongue thing. There's a lot in these lips. Righteous lips, number one, quickly. Righteous lips. Look in verse 11. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. Righteous lips preach Christ.
Amen.
A well of life is a source of life. And the lips of the righteous, the Bible says, the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. Our mouth should be wells of life for other people to see Jesus. Our mouth should be speaking Jesus Christ to other people. I'm talking about old-fashioned soul winning. I'm talking about witnessing. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. How am I going to be a witness? I'm going to have to open my mouth, and I'm going to have to speak Christ, and in me, if my heart is righteous, if my lips are righteous, there's a well of life that flows with living water for all the world to see and hear. Jesus Christ saves.
Amen.
Righteous lips will preach Christ.
Amen.
They will. That's what it says. The mouth of a righteous is a well of life, not should be.
Yeah.
The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. That man is helping people come to life. By the way, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that well of life is in me, the living water of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit in me. My righteousness should come out of my mouth and preach Jesus Christ to this old lost and dying world.
Amen.
Righteous lips preach Christ. Proverbs 11:30, you know it well. It's right in the next chapter. It says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. Life. And he that winneth souls is what? Wise. Wise. Psalm 40, verse 10. Turn back over there real quick. We'll be back to Proverbs 10. Look in Psalm 40, verse 10. Righteous lips preach Christ. Psalm 40, verse 10. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? That means, apparently, then, that you can hide God's righteousness in your heart. Now, it doesn't mean hide it like, I will hide thy words in my heart that I might not sin against thee. No, this is talking about not letting anybody else know that it's in there. If you don't ever speak the righteousness of God, if you don't ever utter that righteousness, you're hiding it in your heart. But the lips of a righteous man, the mouth of a righteous man, is a well of life. A well is for one thing and one thing only, and that's to draw water from.
Amen.
But if I hide that righteousness in my heart, it's not going to help anybody.
Yeah, that's right.
Read on the verse. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. Well, how do I declare something, church?
Yeah.
Right, amen.
Amen.
My lips, my mouth, my tongue, my words. I have declared thy faithfulness. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. There's a great congregation all across this world, and God's people are concealing his salvation.
That's right.
Amen.
Because not because they're afraid, not because they're tongue-tied, because there's something wrong in their heart.
Yes, sir.
Now, fear is real, but God has not given us that spirit of fear.
Yeah, that's right.
How do I overcome fear, preacher? You know how I overcome fear? I pray.
Amen.
And then I just obey.
Yeah, amen.
Now, is it awkward? Absolutely. Many times it's awkward. Is it uncomfortable? Absolutely. But I can't hide it here like it's some kind of... It is only for the world. It's for the world to know there's life in Jesus Christ. There's loving kindness. There's mercy. There's salvation. There's healing. There's hope. There's help. But my mouth, if it's righteous, my heart, if it's righteous, is going to be a well of life to preach Jesus Christ to this old world. Those missionaries have decided that I will not hide that righteousness of God in my heart. But you know what? You don't have to go to another country to decide that tonight. Righteous lips preach Christ. Go back to Proverbs 10. Righteous lips. Look in verse 21. Righteous lips. Verse 21. The lips of the righteous feed many. Righteous lips pass through churches. Now, what do you mean, preacher? Now, what I mean by that is, God says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2, feed the flock of God which is among you. God uses clean hearts and righteous lips to pastor churches and feed His flock.
Amen.
We need more churches. What I'm saying here is I believe that there's still young men all across this country, probably maybe even sitting in this building, that just will not leave, let God be God and say, okay, God, here I am. I will proclaim Your truth. I will be that righteous voice. I will be that pastor for Your righteousness. I will take that gospel to a country, a city. Just, hey, how about just down the street? If you want me to pastor a church, God, I'll do it. Because, listen, the righteous lips are the only ones that are going to do it.
Amen.
God, we need more churches in America.
Amen.
And the reason we don't have more men giving God their life, giving God their time, giving God their heart, is because they're just not right in here.
Yep. Yeah. That's right.
They're looking to do something else. Can I tell you something? There's nothing greater than serving the Lord with your life. There is nothing more important than serving God with all of your life.
That's right. Amen.
God's not going to use filthy vessels.
Yeah.
Unrighteous lips.
Yeah.
God help us. We've got enough of that already.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Righteous lips. We need more churches. We need more pastors with righteous lips. We need more churches and more pastors right here in America. God help us to raise up some young people that will stop saying, well, I just can't. That's all that Moses said was, I can't. I can't. I can't. I can't. And God said, I know you can't, but I can because I am that great I am.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen. I can't. I can't. I can't speak in front of people.
Come on. Yeah, amen.
I can't either.
Amen.
But God can.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't either, but God can. Righteous lips pastor churches because righteous lips are tied to a righteous heart. Righteous lips preach Christ because righteous lips are attached to a righteous heart. And number 3, verse 32 there in chapter 10. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. Righteous lips promote righteousness.
Yeah.
Righteous lips promote more righteousness. The Bible says the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. Acceptable speech. Acceptable words. That means, listen now church, don't miss this, that means that some of it is unacceptable.
Yeah, right.
Acceptable speech promotes acceptable speech.
Amen.
It's contagious, in other words.
Yeah.
It would be nice for, well, it actually, can I say, it has happened, but it would be nice for it to happen more often, where there's a group of Christians, say in a church building or in a church outing maybe, and someone walks up and they realize, man, all of these people around here are speaking clean language.
Uh-huh.
There's no profanity.
Yeah.
There's no cussing. And you know what happens? As soon as you knock on a door and you got a gospel tract in your hand, for the most part anyway, not all the time, because there's just a bunch of wicked hearts. And they open the door, and they see you standing there, shirt and tie, and you're presenting the gospel, you're inviting them to church. You know, they hide their cigarette.
Yeah.
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 Come on.
Or their beer.
Or they put their beer over here behind the...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Why? Because righteousness promotes righteousness.
Yeah.
Now imagine if there was about 4 million more of those people knocking on doors.
Amen.
There'd be a whole lot less cigarettes and beer.
Amen.
At least open.
Yeah, amen.
But you know, wickedness is contagious too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
1 Corinthians 15:33, you don't have to turn there. It's a real simple verse. Be not deceived.
Yeah.
Evil communications corrupt good manners.
Yep, that's right.
Evil communications corrupt good manners.
Yeah.
So I have a well-mannered boy, a well-mannered girl, who's growing up in church and learning in Sunday school and learning songs of the Bible and verses and hearing the preaching and growing up and is clean-cut and well-dressed. But listen, but he gets around that one person. He goes to work at that one job, and that evil communications just begin to change him or her completely.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know, here's what I think. I think if we just continue to be righteous, if we'll not let that change us or deter us, if we'll not let that scare us to where we can, all, you know, we clam. Here's what happens: we clam up.
Yeah, that's right.
And I know it's in all of us. It's just we just you know it's hard to it's so much dark. But if we'll just have righteous lips, if we'll just speak righteous things, that which is acceptable to God, that which is acceptable to God, that which pleases God, the lips of the righteous know what's acceptable, and they'll speak and they'll promote more righteousness. And boy, we could be the force instead of being the one being forced around.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. That's all I mean. We could be the ones out there leading in the forefront instead of being the ones in the back being pushed around like we were less important. We need to understand the righteousness of God. It's acceptable. It's right. It's holy. It's pure. And we need to let it come out of our mouths.
Amen. That's right.
Righteous lips promote righteousness. In other words, let me say this. Righteous lips please God.
Amen.
Verse 32 says that they know what's acceptable. Can I tell you, that's not saying what's acceptable to, you know, the world.
Right.
That what's acceptable to God is what's important to the righteous.
Right. Amen.
What's acceptable to God is what's important to those who are righteous.
Amen.
For those who have righteous hearts, those who have righteous lips, they're concerned. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
Now, I know I'm not... This is just some very simple, basic instruction. But listen, I'm telling you, your mouth is a gauge of your heart.
Yep.
Your mouth is a gauge for your children's hearts. Yep. Your mouth is a gauge for your friends, your relationships. Your mouth is a gauge because righteous lips, they know what's acceptable. And therefore, they speak what's acceptable. They don't speak forwardness. They don't speak profanity. They don't speak the garbage in this world. They know this. That's unacceptable.
That's right.
Not all speech is acceptable to God.
That's right.
Not all speech is acceptable to God.
That's right.
The wicked speaketh frowardness, as the rest of verse 32 says. The mouth of the wicked speaketh froward. In other words, that's not. That just means perversion. That just means unclean.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not acceptable to God.
Amen.
But yet that wicked man, that filthy mouth, as soon as he gets in trouble, right? All of a sudden, oh God.
Yeah.
Oh God. I promise you, if you get me out of this, I'll never.
Yeah. Amen, brother. Come on.
I'm talking about people who are saved.
Amen. Yeah. Come on.
Amen.
And that's their relationship with God.
Amen. Yeah.
But righteous lips are an indication that I have a righteous, clean heart. And I know the difference. Hey, this is acceptable to God. And not just in church. Not just in church.
Yeah,
not just in church.
Right.
But by the way, let me say this. There is some unacceptable speech in church.
Yeah. Yeah.
We ought not to be speaking of this or that. We ought to be speaking of His righteousness. Yeah. We ought to be speaking of His glory and His honor. We ought to be pleasing Him, God Almighty.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, we're in his house. You know what? If you came to my house and started bad-mouthing my wife and my children, you know, you're not going to please me.
Amen.
You're not going to be accepted in my house. You're going to get out.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I'm given to hospitality, absolutely. But you know, if you want to say that kind of stuff, that's fine. I can't change that. But you're not going to say it in my house.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. Amen.
We ought to treat the house of God,
amen,
even with our speech.
Hey.
Amen.
We ought to open up our lips and sing the praises. Listen, righteous lips please God. Not all speech is acceptable around the house of God. Not all speech, listen to this carefully, is acceptable around children.
Yeah. Amen.
But our children are learning things at Taryn's age that they should never learn,
right,
let alone at five.
Yeah. Come on.
It's sickening.
Yeah.
Don't come to church and start blabbing all your dirty business and your dirty laundry around the children.
Amen.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to me in private. If you want to talk to my wife, talk to her in private. Don't be blabbing everything around all the children.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't need to hear that. This needs to be a haven of protection for them.
Amen. That's right.
Righteous lips, no, this is not acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go talk about this somewhere privately. Little Johnny doesn't need to hear this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Come on.
I don't need to tell you that 99.9% of the lips on TV are unrighteous.
Yeah.
I don't need to tell you that. You know that.
Amen.
You know that.
Yeah, that's right.
The mouth of the wicked speaketh forwardness. But it's not acceptable to God. It doesn't please God. And listen, it doesn't promote righteousness.
Amen.
It promotes frowardness. It promotes iniquity. It promotes filth. It promotes perversion.
Yeah.
It pushes sin.
Amen.
But the lips of the righteous, with the heart of the righteous, the clean and pure heart, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Those ones, they understand, those people understand that not everything is acceptable with God. Not everything pleases God. Things that come out of my mouth. Listen, God, Jesus said, the things that come out of the mouth defile the man. Defile the man. Not what goes in, but what comes out.
Right.
He's talking about, you know, what you don't put words in your mouth, you put food, you know, you drink and eat.
Yeah.
Well, that just comes in and, you know, does its thing and sooner or later goes on its way. But the things that come out of your mouth defile the man.
Right.
What comes out of my mouth? Words.
Right.
Words. I can defile my whole body by my mouth. I can defile my whole house by my mouth.
Yeah.
I can defile my whole church by my mouth.
That's right.
Righteous lips promote righteousness. Righteous lips please God.
Yeah.
Righteous lips praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Turn with me to Psalms. Let's look at a few verses in Psalms now. Psalm 150, verse 6. You probably know this by heart, but let's look at it so you don't fall asleep on me. Psalm 150, verse 6. I'm almost done. Let everything that hath praise, breath, praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, birds have breath. They're praising God. I believe that from that verse. I believe when you hear them singing in the morning, they don't sing in the dark. Well, some of them do. They're retarded, I think. But or they're blind, maybe. I'm not sure. But most of the time, birds, what do? They sing and the sun starts coming up.
Right.
It's a new day. It's fresh air. It's sunlight, you know. And they're up there singing. What are they doing? I'll be there praising God.
Amen.
Well, they're calling to their buddy over here, and they're calling them, well, maybe so, maybe in between praises. But I just, by that verse, listen, because God says if you got breath, you're going to praise God. Well, they've got breath.
Amen.
Now, I don't know how a cat can praise God. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I have to back up. I want to tell you a story, though. I want to tell you something that I read. I think it's true. It's not in the Bible, so I can't necessarily stand on it, but I believe it's true. It happened right here in Denton. A lady, anything can happen in Denton. There was a 24-year-old lady who went on a trip or something, and she had some animals, some pets, and she left them with her. I think it was her little cousin or nephew. I think it was 15 or something. He super glued the cat's eyes shut.
Oh, hey, man.
No, see, the mouth of the righteous knoweth what's acceptable. You don't have to say amen right there, but
amen.
I saw that, I thought, oh. That's horrible, I know, but what do you expect? You don't leave your animals with a 15-year-old boy. You crazy? I mean, he's bored. You know, I got some super glue. Kitty, 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 kitty.
Here I am.
Let's see what happens here.
They make game from like that.
I don't know what happened anyway. But the boy got arrested. So y'all can all feel better. Psalm 51:15. I thought I'd get that in the message somewhere. Amen. Psalm 51:15. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Isn't that good? O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Righteous lips praise God. Righteous lips praise God. Listen, I think, you know, if you're afraid, right there's a good answer for you. If you're afraid to tell people about the Lord, if you're afraid to just let other people know that you're a Christian, pray that right there. Oh Lord, open thou my lips.
Amen.
Oh Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Amen. Look in Psalm 63. Psalm 63, verse 3. Because thy loving kindness is better than life. Amen. You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. You better believe that, because there is no life without his loving kindness. That my lips shall praise thee. Because thy loving kindness, look at the same chapter, verse 5. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. See, the mouth of the righteous praise, the lips, they praise God. Psalm 71. Look at Psalm 71, verse 23. Psalm 71, verse 23. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. Amen. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee. And, you know, If you don't like to sing, do it anyway. You will. It will change your spirit. It will change your attitude. Listen to some good godly music. I've made you some CDs before. I can make you some more. But listen to some good godly music and learn the songs and sing along with them. It changes your spirit. It lifts your spirit. You know how many times I just listened to some good music and after spending time with the Lord, and I just began to weep. I'm so full of God's joy and His presence and His power. And all through just praising the Lord with some good songs. And the lips of the righteous praise the Lord.
Amen.
The lips of the righteous. Your lips are a good gauge for your heart. And you know, it's convicting to me, because we all go through those days where we say the wrong things, or we don't say the right things. Either way,
no.
We don't witness like we should.
Yeah.
We don't sing praises when it's time to sing in church, or just when we don't. You know, we don't speak kindly to our spouse,
yeah,
our children, our parents. We We don't speak kindly to the brethren. We make smart aleck comments and like it's a joke, but yet it's coming from a problem in here.
He that
hideth hatred with lying lips. Now, all that is a sarcastic remark. And then, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah. You're just hiding it.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You ought to be wise enough to realize, oh, God, I'm not right.
That's right. Amen.
You know, and listen, by the way, when somebody else does that to you, don't retaliate.
Yeah.
Don't lash out. Because stop.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Refrain your lips and realize something's wrong with them.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure.
Something's wrong with them.
Good.
I need to pray for them.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. I need to pray for them.
That's right. Sorry.
Because something's wrong in here.
That's good.
You know, it makes a difference when you just shut your mouth and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Lay up wisdom. Remember, the wise man lays up knowledge, lays up. You know, what God's doing when you're listening is He's giving you wisdom.
Amen.
That you need to pray for somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that's right. Don't lash out. Amen. You're just fighting dumb with dumber.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Don't lash out.
Amen.
You need to realize, you know, that person, something's wrong in their heart. That person's hurting.
Yeah.
That person's bitter. That person's angry. My first response is always this: oh, man, what did I do?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Right.
I mean, shouldn't that be our response if we're humble? What did I do, Lord? I must have really done something to hurt them. But if I'm full of pride, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open my mouth and I'm going to fight back.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
That's how divorces happen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's how churches split.
Yeah.
That's how children run away.
Amen.
That's right.
I need more wisdom.
Amen.
I need more wisdom.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And this mouth is proof.
Amen. That's right.
The lips of the righteous, they're different than the lips of the fool.
Amen.
The mouth of the righteous is different than the mouth of the fool. The tongue of the righteous is different than the tongue of a fool. The lips of the righteous will preach Christ. The lips of the righteous will promote righteousness. Will pastor churches. Dear God, young man, if God's called you to preach the gospel, stop being unrighteous. Stop making excuses. Just let God be God. Maybe God's called you to the mission field. I still believe God wants to call somebody to the mission field. I'm not going to give up on that. But your lips can be put to use to preach Christ and pastor churches and win souls from now until Jesus comes. Righteous lips please God. They please God because they know it's acceptable. I mean, how many times do we have to say, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Man, that is a terrible feeling, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I am so, because it's usually somebody you know you love.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You love them. But you're, I almost said stinking. That's not acceptable. Your mouth. No, it wasn't your mouth. Have you ever heard anybody say this? Well, I just can't control my mouth.
Yep.
That's not the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Right.
It's not your mouth. It's your heart.
That's right.
It's not your mouth. It's your heart. I know. I mean, we all know what I'm talking about. It's embarrassing. It hurts. You can't take it back.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like that toothpaste, right? The tube of toothpaste, once you squeeze it out, you can't put it back.
Yeah.
Righteous lips praise God. I mean, you know, if you spend more time praising God, I promise you, that's the whole point. You'll get to a place where your heart will be different. Where your heart will be different. And you won't be so quick to lash out. And you'll just kind of, your spirit will change. You'll be more humble. You'll be more teachable. You'll be more of a servant. You just learn to praise God. I want to close with this thought. Why did we have such a great missions conference? Just think about it. Don't answer me. There's several reasons, but the main one is that we had 8 adults in our services. 3 missions couples and then Brother Wayne and his wife. 4 missions couples whose lips were righteous.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because their hearts were righteous.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, did I say they were perfect? And of course not. But listen, they're preaching Christ.
Yeah, amen.
They're preparing to pastor, or in Brother Wayne's case, they've already pastored. They're pleasing God with their lips. They're praising God. You saw them up here singing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how else to say this, but just say this. It's not reserved to just the missionaries.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. Amen.
You can be that too.
Sure.
Amen.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You, all of you.
Amen.
We can all have righteous lips coming from a righteous heart. It's not reserved to a missionary or a pastor. But those are the kind of people that God calls out. Why? Because they're different. Because they've given their heart to be righteous. And you'll hear it and see it in their lips. And you want to be around them. They have a good spirit. They're not speaking of trash.
Amen.
Them. When they fellowship, it's clean. It's not, they're not trying to hurt anybody. We have a vibrant church. And listen, we don't have a big congregation, I know that. But we have folks in this church that preach Christ and praise God. But we could have more. We could have a more vibrant church. We could have the spirit of that missions conference doesn't have to die just because those missionaries left. There ought to be an electricity, so to speak, and just a vibrant, zealous spirit among God's people. It doesn't have to be missionary families. It could just be God's people. We're all saved.
Amen.
But our lips are going to be our gauge. I'm telling you, the reason that we have a good church is because we have understanding what I'm talking about tonight. The reason those missionaries had such a good time here and they felt so comfortable here is because we have these things in our church.
Amen.
I mean, I'm bragging on our church.
Amen.
Our church, we have a good church, but we have to understand that it's only because of the righteousness that God gives us. And we have to keep those lips righteous as we keep that heart righteous. And we have to keep preaching Christ. And we have to keep pleasing God and praising God. And we have to keep promoting righteousness. We have to keep these things going forward. It doesn't have to die just because they left. But you were here and you saw that there was a difference. Why? Because there was more of it then than there is now. Well, that can change. You and me can step up our own lips, our own hearts to a place where we no longer have the unrighteous. We have the righteous. I mean, it's not reserved just for a certain group of people. It's the same Bible for all of us. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, the Bible. Thank you for your church and for your people.